This is Perspectives, a weekly public affairs presentation by Midwest Communications of Holland. In the 99.7 1450 WHTC newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. This morning, we're joined by Sarah Dockersloot from Cornwall Health Zealand Hospital. Good morning, Sarah.
Good morning, Gary, and Happy New Year. And it
Happy
is a
New Year
joy
to, you.
To be with you in the studio today.
Thank you.
With my guest, Bill Hofer, who is the president of Cornwall Health Zealand Community Hospital. But Bill, it's really not Zealand Community Hospital, it's Zealand Hospital, and you're going to be talking about the changes that have occurred, the exciting changes in 2022, and share some of the things that are happening in 2023. So Bill, a big highlight was Cornwall Health. Talk a little bit about that.
Yeah, so exactly. The first thing I'd love to talk about is our integration with Beaumont Health and also the announcement of our new name, Cornwall Health. This is exciting because it really speaks to the core of what we do. We focus on wellness and the health of our community. Our new organization is well positioned with now with over a much larger portion of the state. We've got over 11,000 affiliated providers of all specialties and in many, many different locations. We also have a wonderful team of over 15,000 nurses. We've got over 300 outpatient locations, which allow us to provide really exceptional care to you very close to home.
You know, Bill, when you talk about those numbers, some people will say, you know, bigger is not always better. But I just want to hone into people are still going to be able to expect the care, that personalized quality care at Zealand Hospital. Talk a little bit about that and the staff.
Yeah. So, you know, first of all, I want to talk about our ability to continue to offer that personalized care. One of our goals, not only at Zealand Hospital, but really as an organization, is to provide exceptional care close to home. And we are going to be doubling down on those efforts, not only this year, but also moving forward. And, you know, as I reflect on the resilience and expertise of our staff during difficult times, I think of a few things. I think about everything that we've been through with COVID. We had an early flu season. We had a really difficult season for RSV. And unfortunately, we've also seen an unprecedented increase in workplace violence. So there's a few things that I just wanted to touch on. First of all, I want to recognize and celebrate our security team. Our team does a fantastic job of keeping all of our patients, their family members, our team members, and our providers safe. We are really blessed to have such an amazing team. We also have a fantastic team of providers, nurses, therapists, technicians, and other supportive personnel that are really second to none. This team is clinically exceptional, and most importantly, they're very personally warm, they're friendly, they're very caring, and they're exceptionally competent. And none of that changes. In fact, I think we're going to be in a much better position to do that even now. Moving forward.
You know, and my mom, and she might be listening, she's 97 years old, Gary. She's a fan of WHTC. She had to be hospitalized this year. And, you know, it's different, you know, when you're in the marketing side, you're talking about all of that. But all of a sudden, when you are the daughter of a patient, you see it from a completely different perspective. And the care that my mom received from, you know, not only her nursing staff, but the people that brought her in the food, who stopped to talk to her, and the housekeeper that cleaned her staff. I mean, it's wonderful. And so, you know, I know we talk about those patient testimonials, but, you know, that's the heart of who we are. And we're not going to lose that because we're part of Beaumont Health and we are now Cornwall Health, because being well is the core of what we do, but it's caring for people in the midst of all of that.
It sure is, but I actually have to take this opportunity just to say hi to Sarah's mom, because I'm sure she's listening, and also to say, Sarah, I know your mother is exceptionally proud of you, because you're wonderful at what you do, and you're a wonderful daughter. So,
well, thank you for that.
We do love to get comments from our patients and their families, and the vast majority of the time, they're really good, and sometimes there's things that we can learn about what we can do better. But one thing that I just wanted to mention is actually a comment that we received from one of our patients. And this patient said, the staff at Zeeland Community Hospital in the ER would receive an A-plus grade if I was a teacher. They were so caring and considerate. I am a 75-year-old feisty lady who was hit in the head with a 6x12 piece of wood, which, by the way, is really big and quite heavy, which exploded from my woodworking table. It was a freak accident, and it was very painful. One of the CT gals said it was the largest egg she'd ever seen come to our emergency department. She was there for about 5.5 hours, but she got into triage within 5 minutes. And this lovely lady just gave us glowing remarks, and that's so grateful to hear because we've also got a great team in the emergency department.
Gary, you want to add something?
I want to ask a question a little bit as we are basically chatting with Bill Hofer, State of Carwell Health, Zeeland Hospital conversation, usually in the beginning of January. A couple of years ago, lobby was rebuilt. Last year, lab was rebuilt. Do we have any capital improvement projects on the horizon for 23, or pretty much right now the building is okay?
Actually, we do have a wonderful plan that we are working on right now to not only renovate but also expand our medical office building, which is on the Zeeland Community Campus. So you might say, gosh, why are you doing that? We're doing that so we can create the capacity to allow us to recruit providers, specialists, and primary care physicians that are available to take care of the community's needs very close to home. So that's just one of the several projects that we're going to be doing in this coming year. Planning is underway, and it's real exciting.
I can remember, Sarah, when the building was built.
Yes, that's exactly right. And, you know, the foresight to be able to go in a location where we knew that we had space and the ability to say, okay, we have to be able to expand. Because, you know, as Gary said, Bill, we added a huge surgery expansion. Our lab has been expanded, and it's really a state-of-the-art lab. And I know every day, for those of you who are listening, we have a daily check-in. And I remember last week, our lab manager said, you know, I just want to have a shout out to our staff because we had, I don't know how many patients, she said, a record amount of patients in our lab. And it's exciting because I think, Bill, you've hit on it. It's wonderful to have the tertiary care center that we have in Grand Rapids with Spectrum Health. But to be able to have that care when we need it close to home is so important.
Yeah. And, you know, we make that possible by having a phenomenal team, a team that is very competent, that loves this patient, this community and their patients. But we also are investing in our facilities because you can't have great doctors and great team members if they don't have a place to work. We want to have medical office buildings that people can walk into and, you know, have easy wayfinding where they can see not only a primary care physician, but then maybe also a specialist all at the same time because it's all co-located. I'm going to go way off script, but, you know, a couple years ago when we were taking care of my mom, she had cancer and she would have to get care, but we would take her to like 6 different locations, and this was in another state. So one of the things we did is we built a facility where everything could be co-located, and that's part of what we're trying to do at Zeeland Hospital. We want to make it easy so when you're not feeling well, it's easy to get in. It's easy to see the doctor. It's easy to get your diagnostics. And best of all, the people that you're interacting with are highly competent and very, very clearly care deeply about you.
Bill, you know, you talk about, you know, having that care. Also, though, can you talk a little bit about the specialists that are available through telemedicine and, you know, that ability to, you know, if someone comes into the ER and they need an infectious disease person, the ability to connect with those specialists and not to have to make a potential transfer?
Yeah, and this is actually another benefit of now becoming Carwell Health, a much larger system across the state, is we have a very, very robust team of specialists. So if you come in and you need a specialized type of care that doesn't happen to be here locally, we have the technology so we can basically phone a friend, call a provider who is on a screen and you're able to hear, and then you can have a dialogue with that highly specialized expert and the wonderful ER physician that's with you and the nursing team that's with you in the emergency department, and they together can help come up with a plan. it allows us to do a better job of actually keeping care local, because through that conversation, you may realize that, hey, we can take care of all of this stuff here. You know, mom is going to be right down the street. She's going to be here a couple days, and then we can get her home. Doesn't have to go somewhere else, because we have the ability now through technology to do a great job of connecting with all of our providers across the system.
Bill, I want to talk a little bit about awards in 2022, because, you know, that signifies what Zealand Hospital is able to offer. Talk about that.
Yeah, I'd love to. And some of these I've mentioned, but I'm going to talk about them again. We have actually received our 13th A rating by the Leapfrog Group. The Leapfrog survey is a measure of how well we do with quality, safety, and experience. And I think there are very few hospitals in this country that have been A-rated 13 times in a row. That's only possible because we've got a great team. We were also recognized this year by Vizient as in the top 3% of all small community hospitals nationally for our quality, safety, and experience. In fact, I think we were like number 6 out of 264. The numbers may not be precise, but, you know, it's a very good recognition, and that was only possible because we've got a great team. And the final thing that I'd like to mention is we were also noticed, recognized by U.S. News and World Report as one of the best hospitals in the country for maternity care. One of our points of pride is our obstetrics program, our family birth center. Again, we got a great team. They're highly competent. We've got a wonderful facility, and we hear from mothers and fathers. I got to put it a plug in for the fathers. People love our team, and they love our facility. It's easy in, easy out, and people clearly know what they're doing.
The words of Bill Hofer, president of Corewell Health Zealand Hospital, along with Sarah Donkersloot. And that's Perspectives for this week. From the 99.7 1450 WHTC Newsroom, I'm Gary Stevens. Thank you very much for listening. And join us again next week at this time for more Perspectives.